In the Middle West, more than 2 months after this summer's flooding began, the Mississippi River is still running high. As the water level drops, more destruction is revealed, evidence of the power that came roaring through communities all along the floodplain there. In Valmeyer, Illinois, about 60 miles south of St. Louis, almost every home and building was inundated. Now the village of 900 faces some difficult choices that will determine if Valmeyer will ever exist again. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The village of Valmeyer, Illinois, is barely alive. It was a small town 3 miles from the Mississippi, but ever since a wall of water engulfed a farm levee north of Valmeyer, the river runs right through the town and the small lake where people used to go fishing. The force of the river is apparent. Only 4 of 350 houses and buildings didn't get water on the first floor. Some still sit in water. The river raised right up to the rooftops of many homes. Except for the National Guard, the town's fire and police chiefs, and a couple of village employees, the place is a swampy ghost town. The old stone city hall right by the railroad tracks took on more than 8 feet of water. Mayor Dennis Knubluck worries about all the damage, but what strikes him most on a trip back to the building is the silent clock that stopped 1 month ago today.
You can see all the clocks are stopped at the bewitching time of 1:20. That's when I gave the signal to the power company to go ahead and shut the power off in town, when we knew that there definitely was a levee break and the water was going to be coming. So that's when the town went black.
Whether Valmeyer can be brought back to life is the question now. Not much is going on in the town anymore. The post office has moved to Waterloo, about 10 miles away. The barber's there, too. The local bank is operating out of a place called Dreamland Palace, an old restaurant and dance hall about 5 miles away in Foster Pond. Valmeyer's residents are staying with relatives or friends, or they found shelter in other small towns nearby. Without basic services like water and electricity, the mayor says it's been hard on everyone.
You know, these people have been put out of their homes. A lot of them are in temporary shelters. A lot of them have no idea where their belongings are, and their families are split apart, and they're looking for some type of order in their life, and they can't find it here at this point.
The town hadn't flooded since 1947. Nobody really thought there was any danger until now. The townspeople have learned that under federal guidelines, the only way they can rebuild here is by raising homes up on 10 to 16 foot pillars. To these people, that's ridiculous. The federal flood insurance program is doing what it was designed to do, preventing the community from starting over in a risky place. If Valmeyer wants to exist, most of it will have to move. At a village board meeting this week, Mayor Knubluck announced a tentative proposal.
When we get done, we'll have a Valmeyer that will be similar in shape, form, and size to what we've had before, except it's going to be up the map a little bit. And basically, we'll have the potential for future damage lessened. Everybody's sitting there looking dumbfounded.
Valmeyer's been around since 1902, when Swiss farmers laid out the village. Most don't want this flood to wipe their town off the map. Hearing the plan for the first time, a resident voices concern that the board must get the news about the relocation out, and fast.
The longer you wait, the less likely this is to happen, because a lot of the people that are probably financially able and so on to relocate or already buying homes in other areas.
Right.
And so every
the biggest hurdle in moving the town is getting people to stick around and agree on where and how the relocation will work. Some have already found another permanent home. Others aren't sure what to do. Carol Roy and her husband Earl had been fixing up their home in Valmeyer for more than 20 years. It was beautiful, with a new addition and hardwood floors. Now Earl is tearing it down, ripping soggy drywall out and trying to stop the mold from spreading. Earl, like many around here, doesn't know whether his family should stay or go.
There's just going to have to be a lot of questions answered before I could say I'm in favor of it or I'm not. And I think everybody feels that way.
But Carol Roy wants to hang on to her memories of Valmeyer, the place where she raised her daughter, where everybody knew each other and no one locked their doors.
We sat out in a patio, or we'd fry fish a lot of times on Friday evening and sit outside in the yard, and people would drive by and just stop in, you know, and, you know, sit down, maybe eat with you or just have a soda or something and visit for a while, and everybody just felt real relaxed and comfortable. It was just, even your neighbors felt like family.
A decision to leave would mean giving up her home, but already, Carol says, the old Valmeyer seems like it's gone forever.
I feel like after this that something's really been taken away from me, that I would never get close to anyone or anything like that again. You know, when you've been hurt real bad, you just feel like you don't want to get hurt again, so you kind of shy away from things, I think. Like a house, I'm not going to fall in love with another house. I'm not going to get that attached. I'm not going to let myself.
Before the water came into town, Valmeyer had a grocery store, a large school, a bank, gas station, a couple of taverns, and a manufacturing company, MAR Business Forms, the town's largest employer. MAR operates 24 hours a day and employs about 90 people. The flood fight, building a 13-foot flood wall around the business, being shut down for 2 weeks, and losing paper stock cost this business more than $500,000. Rick Raver is president of the company.
I wish that we could just carry on like we did before the flood, like it never happened. You know, but it did. And you know, now that it did happen, it changes everything.
Raver's grandparents founded this town, and he's lived here all his life. This former mayor doesn't want to leave Valmeyer, but he believes it'll be hard to keep the community together after so much devastation.
To coordinate an effort to relocate, I think you have to do that before the fact. Right now, I don't think you could sit down and have a rational conversation with three people at the same time and then try to get all those people to agree on relocating. It won't happen.
But others looking for Valmeyer's future look just 10 miles up the road. At the Monroe County Fairgrounds, workers are scurrying to put together temporary classrooms for about 500 students. At the last town meeting several weeks ago, the townspeople insisted that their kids not be divided up among area schools. Jim Plaster, the junior high and high school principal, says keeping the school together may just keep the town from falling apart.
Maybe this is the spirit of Valmeyer. You could look at that as far as the town is not there at the present time, but the spirit is here.
School begins next Wednesday, and later that night there'll be a public meeting. The mayor and village council plan to talk about relocating. Most people are waiting to see how much insurance money and federal disaster assistance they'll get. It'll be months before the mayor finds out whether his plans work, whether the flood of 1993 will be another chapter in village history or the end of Valmeyer. I'm Kathy Lohr, reporting.